This is the Kinky Cast. This is an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. Each week we explore the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Today we have a special edition featuring the Southeast Leather Fest. Here's our hosts Woody and the Beast with Kate Kinsey.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to a special edition of the Kinky Cast. Today, we are talking about SELF, the Southeast Leather Fest. Sitting across the table with me is the lovely Beast.
Lovely, Woody. We're going to check your prescription.
Oh, it's dark in here.
It is moody. We have the lovely author. And
you know what? I'm going to say something for women everywhere. I'm tired of being described as the lovely. I want to be described as the amazingly intelligent, brilliant,
voluptuous,
ambitious, something other than relying on my huge sex appeal, okay?
It is huge, though.
Okay.
But your mind is equally huge. Kate, you are procrastinating.
No,
you are bringing a special guest to us tonight.
I sure am, and we are just delighted to have with us tonight Catherine Gross, who is a lifestyle dominant, a multi-certified life coach, and the producer of the Southeast Leather Fest. And Catherine, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So, Catherine, you're getting into the crunch time. It's coming up fast on Time for SELF, which this year is June 19th and 22nd.
It absolutely is. It is SELF season, but we are also a blessed group. We work all year long. And so while we do get a little busier this time of year, we don't so much go into crunch.
That's great. That's a sign of a good, well-oiled machine. And 19 years of doing this, I think y'all have probably got it down as well as anybody could hope to. I've seen it in action, and it moves really well. So congratulations there.
Thank you. There's been many, many, many different teams over the last 19 years, and everyone works pretty hard because it really is a joy.
Well, it's obvious that y'all are having fun when you're there because it's a great party and educational event, and the contest, of course, is a huge thing. Just for people who are listening to this, because we're a podcast, you could be listening anytime. Registration for this year's SELF closes May 23rd, but if you miss out this year, don't despair because we KinkyCast are going to be there, and we're going to be roaming around talking to presenters and to title holders and the average pervert on the mezzanine. And we're also going to be looking to get ready for next year, the big shebang of the 20-year mark, which I understand you're going to be planning some even more special things, even though every year gets better and better.
Well, this year is different. While 20 years is certainly a mark in time, this year it is its own package in every way. We took a theme called Breaking the Mold, And we really are. We are breaking with the pattern of conferences across the country. We believe that there are a lot of people who have been in the community a long time, and everyone, whether they've been around 2 days or 25 years, they're savvy.
Mm-hmm.
With that, we are changing up how education is delivered. Not everyone is going to be satisfied sitting in a class for an entire hour in order to get one answer.
Mm-hmm.
We are following Harvard's example and having minute mentors where you can walk up and ask the questions of people who have good expertise. You can have the conversations, and we are mixing education with socializing with something called dynamic discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Socializing is why people show up at events, and they want to take something home with them. Why not mix all of it in one? That's just one aspect of what we're changing up. Other changes with the contest.
Mm-hmm.
We are the first contest in the country to digitize it, where there are whole categories that the audience can vote on. If you are pre-registered, even though we have on-site registration, you have to be pre-registered because we're making sure that no one can stuff the ballot box.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, everyone in the audience knows whether a fantasy was hot.
Yeah.
You know what you like. Why shouldn't they vote on that? My judges do need to interview contestants. They need to ask specified questions, and that's why judging panels exist. There are things that do take expertise, but there are other areas, pop questions, fantasies, educational presentations. These are some of the areas that the participants of SELF will vote on.
When you say vote on, how is that going to work?
All you need is the ability to text, and we will have phone numbers pre-registered so we know who it is, not that it's not anonymous per se, but we know that this is a number of someone who actually is attending SELF.
That will be really cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Another piece that's very different.
Yeah.
There's going to be a surprise judge. People who pre-register check off a box, and Thursday night, there will be a drawing out of all the names in the hat, and any one of the participants of SELF can sit on the judging panel. They'll have their own orientation, and they'll keep the same schedule as judges, and they'll work side by side with it.
Let me ask you one thing here. I want to back up just a tiny bit, because we're finding that we have a lot of listeners. Some of our listeners are savvy and have been around a while. Others are brand new and just beginning to explore this lifestyle. For people who don't know, Southeast Leatherfest, also known as SELF, is based in Atlanta. You consider it primarily a leather title contest or a convention or both?
Here's an interesting piece. Our communities have shifted greatly over the years, and now we make distinctions between a fetish community, a kink community, a BDSM community, a leather community, etc.
Mm-hmm.
In the day when SELF began, everybody was under an umbrella of leather. That was a generalized term. So now I find one of the biggest myths is people will say, oh, but I'm not leather. Well, okay. That happened many years later after we've existed. Are you fun? Do you do some form of MS, DS, kink, fetish? Are you gay? Are you straight? Are you metrosexual? Are you pansexual? We are all these things. And one of the reasons we have held to not becoming a niche event, the learning that can take place from people who are diverse is much broader.
That's very true.
We're doing something called Living Self, which will be interesting and fun during the day. It is literally going to be a living dialogue. Come find out what that is. That hasn't been done either. We have something called Create Your Class, where you can write in from the website, and we're going to take all these questions and create the class right there that people want.
Oh, okay.
We have something called the Women's Voices campaign going on itself this year. We have Sarah Humble, who is one of the founders of the Women's Leather History Project by the Leather Archives and Museum, and two of the Will title holders, who are the Women's Leather Legacy Project. With this, these three women are going to be interviewing women all weekend. And the reason being, I cannot tell you how many times I have gone out of this territory and people do not have an understanding about how smart Southern women are. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
And with that, we have a goal of laying down the most interviews by women of any event in the country. There's about 120 in existence at the moment. We hope to throw down 60.
Wow.
I really want Southern women recognized and represented, but we can't do it without everyone's assistance. So if you're attending SELF, don't think that you don't make a difference. Whatever you've experienced, do the 10-minute interview, do the 30-minute interview. Tell us what your path was. You count.
Wonderful. Being a Southern woman myself, I understand that, yes, people do underestimate you when they hear you've got an accent or hear where you live. That sounds great.
This is an incredibly exciting and ambitious project. When does the seed start to make this such a dynamic and interactive live event instead of the more typical event where the programming is laid out? This sounds like the attendees are going to be shaping this conference from the moment it opens until the end. This is just exciting. Where did this seed ideal come from?
Well, we are 19. 19-year-olds are known to be rebellious. We've also been doing this for a while. We understand that perhaps even those who love us and consider us family and wouldn't miss it because they want to see the people they love, that perhaps we were not offering something that was truly of interest to them. How many flogging classes can you sit in? So given that, we want to provide a service to all of our attendees. And with this, we are an exciting, cohesive group. We're not afraid to try something. It's okay if we fail. We'll learn so much. And it's okay to risk in that way. So the seed of this came from a willingness to be innovative, a willingness to risk, stick our necks out, and count on the forgiveness of what perhaps might not work. But maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to offer something better than what has been offered. It's one of the reasons why when you look at our presenter list, mm-hmm. we have presenters from New York, California, Vegas, Arizona, and all over the country.
Yeah, I was
noticing
that.
We're bringing
in
the best
yeah.
of the best. Mm-hmm. Laura Antonio, Eric Pride, Tess from Arizona. KD is doing boot blocking along with theatrical toy. Our intensives that last 3 hours, the Master Slave one by Eric Pride, you yeah. have to sign up before because Eric Pride will be starting that class before our weekend mm-hmm. and following up after. You're interested in boots? KD, Dale, and Theatrical Toy are going to be personal mentors in this. This type of hands-on education is dear, and the information you can take from it, very different. We have the International Master and Slave, Master Michael and Slave Angie. Mm-hmm. They are amazingly delightful from the Great Lakes region. There are so many opportunities. We'll have puppies in puppy paradise. The wingnut herd is coming of ponies. When we talked about who we are and the diversity and that we are not only leather, this is part of the diversity. Mm-hmm. What we're offering is huge. It's everything from primal parties to there will be a summer solstice ritual and yeah. celebration. Yeah. There are cigar parties, messy twister, truth or dare. There are Wii competitions on the Wii board.
I was going to ask you about the messy twister. What exactly is that going to do I want to know why it's going to be messy? Or do I have to wait until I get there?
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
It's like this. What event would really be fun without a little bit of nasty? And so we're talking about bodies that are going to get oiled up mm-hmm. and get messy. And you go ahead and play Twister in all of that. That's going to be run by our fun chair, Christine. And trust me, she knows a little something about fun.
Uh-huh.
And the Truth or Dare should be a blast, too.
Yeah, Truth or Dare and Kinky Karaoke and...
Oh, it's true.
And Pop My Cherry. What is Pop My Cherry?
Pop My Cherry is so people who have a particular fantasy or a want and really want to try something and haven't been able to try that before, we're going to see if we can't get them hooked up to experience exactly what they want.
That sounds like a wonderful opportunity for perverts to really meet each other and explore some things.
It does. Yeah. It does indeed.
Okay, down boy, down boy.
I have some fantasies.
I know you do. Unbelievable, but there's still something you haven't tried, so...
There's always something new under the sun. Catherine's proven that today with this very innovative conference she's putting together.
We're very blessed.
There are, I think, four titles that are involved in Self. The Southeast Master Slave, Mr. Self, the Self Boy.
Ms. Self.
And Ms. Yes. Self.
And Southeast Boot Black. So we actually have five titles. Six if you count the MS twice. We have a family.
Yeah. The self boy this year, though, that is Boy River, and he is from our home area here, and we've all been really proud of how he's done.
He has represented our little community very well and the whole Southeast very well, I think, during this year.
He did a wonderful episode with us earlier this year, so we're pleased to know that he's done well there.
These are leather titles, and like we mentioned earlier, some of our listeners are newer. Can you give us a little brief overview on what a leather title is? Self is beginning of a very exciting year for them. And what does this year entail for them?
Exploration, discovery, and the realization of their goals. While some titles are very goal-specific, our titles really highlight who the person is, meaning title holders come on board because they have a belief, they have a goal they want to reach, they want to network, they want to reach two people, they want to be involved, and they want to learn, and they want to help, and they do. It is interesting when new title holders come in, they always have some idea of what they would like to do with their year, be it education or feed the homeless. It could be anything.
So they kind of shape their own path.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
You know, there's a joke running around the Southeast that if you run for a title itself, suddenly you're owned by Catherine Gross. I've always thought it was the funniest thing in the world because the truth of the matter, I am their secretary. I am their support system. Uh-huh. I work for them. And that's how that goes. I have been blessed with some of the most stunning people ever. And I love them. I love them dearly.
That's great.
And I will fight for them and with them and help them realize what they want to create in a year. So just like all of you had this feeling about what Boy River did, and it was such a good feeling that you really wanted to put it here and you wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my title holders create because each and every last one of them holds such a belief in them. Community and what they want to do, it is an amazing thing to witness. So while I understand at a glance, it might look like pageantry, and to some degree, yes, it has some of that fun, but it is also personal and it is inspiring. They put good in the world. Amazing people.
And these title holders throughout the year make the rounds throughout not just the Southeast, but the entire United States.
Yes, they do.
Helping expand the culture and improve their everywhere that they go. They try to improve the situation. And now all these title holders also move on to the next phase, or many of these title holders move on to the next phase. Is that right?
Some of them do. Self made a decision many years ago, maybe about 10, that while we had been a powerhouse national event for a very long time, and we're still a national event, we really looked at who we are and what was important. So we decided to focus on being more regional. And the reason being, we admire the organizations that do the work week in and week out. We show up once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And in becoming more regional, we attend to the needs of the community more at home. While we welcome the nation, and we're happy to do so, we also are very centric. So the titles that move on now, instead of what we used to do, we have begun to feed other national titles.
Mm-hmm.
We feed South Plains Leather Fest for the Master Slave Contest in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
Some of our title holders will go to American Brotherhood Weekend in Chicago, and they have been longstanding. Their values are also very much aligned with ours. They stand on family values, and they see their title holders as a family, much like we do. We occasionally send title holders to EMSL, and we send them on occasion to IML. That would be International Ms. Leather and International Mr. Leather. It is not a necessity that they go except for the MS pair.
Right.
With everyone else, my title holders get to make a choice. Not everyone has a desire to take a national title. some people really, again, they want to work their home region.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay with that.
One of the things that I found interesting when I was reading through the qualifications and the requirements for Mr. Self in particular, Mr. Southeast Leatherfest, it's open to anybody who self-identifies as male, regardless of their orientation or biological gender. And I think that's a really amazing, wonderful openness that anybody can go for that.
Growth must happen. And I believe we made that change in, it was either 2004 or 2005, one of those years. It was not at the time a well-received move.
Mm-hmm.
But we truly thought it was a fair move.
I agree with you. I can see where...
We do live in such a gender-fluid world now, and that's great.
Well, it's an absolute necessity.
Yeah.
We have had many people who put in better than 10 years who were trans on our board.
Mm-hmm.
And we must respect everyone. I understand people say it, and that's nice. But perhaps we should follow with our deeds.
Well, I think it makes for a much more inclusive community. I mean, you know, it's, again, as you said, people can pay lip service to it, but until you actually put it into practice and stand behind it, it makes a difference.
Just to give our listeners a little bit of a reminder, this is coming up in June, and this is the... going to shape up to be the hottest party going on for that weekend, and I dare say the entire Southeast for that weekend. And we have national visitors coming from around the country.
I am particularly excited about having Laura Antonou here. If you're not familiar, our listeners are not familiar, you need to go check out Laura's books. She wrote one of the most considered a benchmark in erotica for BDSM, the Marketplace series. I've been stalking her for years and have never gotten to be in the same city with her, so this year I'm going to do it.
Oh, she's spectacular. She's also a lot of fun.
I think so.
I am sure she will have multiple surprises. She's going to be doing a reading and several classes.
Well, one of the classes that I'm most interested in, I loved the title of it. It Ain't Necessarily So, Lies, Exaggerations, and Other Silly Shit You Hear in the Scene. I just thought that was a great title, so I'm looking forward to that one.
If anybody's qualified to speak on that, I think she would be. She's been a presence for so many years, I dare say decades now. And the Kinky Cast will also be there, and we hope to talk to many of your leather title holders as they're leaving office and give them a chance to talk about their past year. And if your new title holders are coming down and back to reality, we hope to grab an interview with them and give them a chance to speak to our listeners about their upcoming year as they're getting ready to go out into the world and create a better world.
I have no doubt it will be very fun to hear what everyone has to say.
I think so. And you've got some other great judges and things. There's Paula Smith and the Wingnut Herd for Pony Play. And it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing, and we're really looking forward to being a part of it.
We'll also have 5 different dungeon parties.
Ooh.
There's a dungeon called The Warehouse in South Carolina in Greenville, who is doing The Warehouse Does Sell Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Red will be throwing our women's party, and Don Melville will be throwing our men's party. And QLA of Atlanta is throwing a giant Friday night party for everyone. And you'll have to come on Thursday to see who's hosting that one. We're also starting Thursday night with karaoke and something called Sintillations.
That sounds...
You have to come and tell us what your sins are and tell us stories of deep sin.
Catherine, I plead the fifth already. I don't know if you need to hear my sins. Is there anything else that our listeners need to know about Self to get ready for this event?
Come with an open mind, ready to have a lot of fun, and do not miss the barbecue. We will have live music.
Ooh, sounds good.
And actually, we have a comedian who's coming who will be doing comedy, and... our contests are not just contests. expect a show.
I can attest to that.
And expect it to move quickly. We have several performers coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren is going to absolutely knock your socks off. He is hysterical.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Well, Catherine, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I know you've got a really killer schedule, so we do appreciate it.
You have been listening to a special episode of the Kinky Cast. Today we featured the Southeast Leather Fest, taking place in Atlanta in June. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of Woody, the Beast, Cassie, and Kate, I'm Max. See you next week.